The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, Chapter 3, The Death of Greybeard, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to another tale of fantasy, which finds our hero still on the quest for that elusively mysterious substance known as Freaky Fudge. As you may recall, in a previous adventure, our group recruited a new member to the party, one Blondo Barnfeathers, a halfling. At this moment, the adventurers find themselves in the so-called haunted woods of Blackenburn, where they must spend the night on a dare from Blondo, who doubts the bravery of our heroes. Perhaps rightfully so.
Do we really have to go through with this? I mean, I have nothing to prove. I've been on many an adventure. I've faced many trials and horrors. What could be proven by spending the night in these wretched woods?
Sounds like you're afraid, wizard.
Proving? You know nothing about me, dwarf. I simply point out the futility of this action. I mean, I can understand why the rest of you may feel the need to prove your mettle, but I'm a mage of the First Order. I've proven my courage countless times in the past.
But how would we know that? I mean, we've all only just met you at the start of this quest. I think we should stay in this haunted forest to prove to each other our true worth. And I think you will all see that I am the bravest amongst you.
Hogwash, you brave, Muscle Breath? Don't make me laugh. I predict that you'll be the first to go running out of these woods, screaming like a little girl who's had her pigtails pulled.
No one had better pull my pigtails. I mean... These aren't pigtails. I've already explained this. They're warrior's braids. It's a sign of true mettle and courage.
No, there's a sign you're a girly man, Gawain.
He's right. You're a pretty little girl, Brad.
Knock it off, you guys. We're supposed to have each other's backs. We're supposed to be men together.
That's me point, laddie. We're meant to be men. Not sassy little girls.
Oh, you are simply no fun at all sometimes. Do you know that, Greybeard? You're nothing but, grunt.
Sticks and stones, laddie.
What's a grunt?
Grunt.
I've had enough of this conversation. It's getting us nowhere. I think we should be setting up camp, boys.
Rosa is quite correct. If you're all such men, you should get to work setting up camp.
Precisely my point. Now get on with it, you guys. I don't like the look of those storm clouds off to the east. I want to be inside a nice, dry tent before sundown. Blondo, you're with me. Firewood detail.
Absolutely, Princess. As you wish.
Absolutely, Princess. As you wish.
Ah, pathetic. Follows her around like a little lost puppy.
You're just jealous, Gawain. Now come on, we've got work to do.
Meanwhile, back at the castle of Lord Terrible.
Rast! Get in here! Yes, my lord. How may I be of service?
Well, you can begin by explaining to me what all that racket was about.
Oh, did I make a bit of noise, lord?
A bit of noise, Rest? Made enough noise to waken the dead.
Well, of course I did, lord. I was waking the necromancer for his weekly bath. I mean, you wouldn't want me to miss out on Necky's usual cleaning, would you?
Oh, yes, of course, Rest. How silly of me. I was forgetting. This is Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, yes, my lord.
Hang on a minute, Rest. Did I hear you correctly? You actually named a horrid undead creature Necky?
Oh, yes, my lord. It's short for necromancer. Get it? Necky? I thought it was cute.
Necky the necromancer. Cute, eh? Well, if you say so, Rest.
Oh, I do, sir, yes. Now, unless there's something more, I really need to get back in there before he makes a run for it without realizing it's the middle of the day and heads outside.
That would be bad, would it?
Oh, of course, lord. He is a necromancer, and you know that they cannot exist in open sunlight. I mean, he'd melt on the spot or turn to ash. Not good, sir. Not good at all. Especially considering the substantial investment you've made in Necky's training all these months.
Oh yes, quite right, Rest. We wouldn't want anything bad to happen to poor Necky, now would we?
Oh, no, sir.
Yes, well, quite. You know, it's a good thing I have you here to remind me of these things, and to take care of the little details like that. Baths and things for our various monsters and undead friends. All with cute, clever little names.
Indeed, sir. I mean, you'd be lost without me, wouldn't you?
Yes, I suppose I would. And you know, Rest, I've been thinking. I really would like to take the opportunity to show how much I appreciate you.
Oh, well, that's not really necessary, sir.
No, Rest, really. I feel I need to do something for you.
Well, I suppose, sir. I mean, if you insist...
Now, what could I do to show how much I really appreciate all the little things you do around here, eh, Rest? Just let me think.
And so our heroes sit in their tent, waiting out the rain in the haunted woods of Blackenburn, just as things are about to get a good deal more frightening as something most unexpected is about to happen.
Couldn't find any wood for the fire, eh?
It started to rain before we could even grab one twig.
It didn't help that you guys stood around arguing over who got to erect the tent and who got to drive the spikes into the ground. Otherwise, we may have avoided getting drenched.
Oh, that was Waldo's fault.
Hardly. I was busy gathering roots for the stew.
As I'm the cook, that's my job, as you well know, wizard.
But you're more physically able to put up tents and such. So I just decided it would be best if I made myself useful in other ways.
By stealing my job.
See? It was both their fault. For once, you cannot blame me, dear Rosa. I'm innocent.
You? Innocent? That'll be the day, Musclehead.
Why must you always think the worst of me, Princess?
I hate to interrupt this fascinating discussion, but can you lot hear something?
Do you hear that? There's something outside the tent.
And it doesn't sound friendly.
Who's willing to go out and have a look?
Why not you, Brett? I mean, you are the mighty and brave warrior amongst us, as you are always bragging about, are you not?
Well, certainly, but why should I always take all the glory? I mean, I wouldn't want to steal anybody's thunder. I mean, you could go out there, Waldo. I mean, you are a mage of the First Order, right?
Well, technically that is true, yes. But but...
Relax, the lot of you. Well, Greybeard will be the one to go check it out. Cowards.
Be careful, Greybeard.
Yes, just call out if you need any backup.
I'll not need any backup from the likes of you lot.
Wow, he's so brave.
Well, so are the rest of us, especially me.
Oh, yes? Then why aren't you lot out there really backing him up?
Blondo does have a point, you know. We should go out and join him.
Yes, you two really should go out there and join him.
I meant you too, Waldo.
Someone has to stay behind and protect poor Blondo here.
Oh, how very kind of you, Waldo. I didn't know you cared.
Come on, Gawain. We're going out.
Just the two of us?
Just the two of us, pretty boy. Now come on.
Just as Rosa Dernhelm and Brett Gawain exit the tent, they see a terrifying sight. Something is moving about in the woods. Something fairly large and fairly ferocious by all perceptions. Just then, a ferocious beast makes an appearance. It is a unicorn. Like something out of legend, it is dark and majestic.
Oh, by the gods. Do you see that? It's a unicorn.
I thought they were only something out of legend.
Clearly, they really do exist. Greybeard, do you see it? Do you see what it is?
I'm not blind nor daft, woman. Of course I see what it is. It's a unicorn. Terrible creatures.
Terrible? But they're majestic and beautiful.
Hey, they're evil and ruthless, despite what the legends say. Unicorns are not peaceful, harmless, nor majestic creatures. They're hateful, cruel, and evil. Right bastards they are. Watch out. I think he plans to charge.
I'll save you, princess.
Unhand me, pervert.
But I've just saved your life, Rosa, dear.
For which I am extremely angry. I don't wish to be indebted to you. And kindly remove your hands from around my waist.
I'll unhand you, but it's too late, princess. You owe me one. I've already saved your life.
He's coming round for another try. Stay out of the way. Me axe will teach this fella a lesson. Come on, you wee bastard. I got you, you blasted beastie. Now die!
Greybeard!
At the very moment that Greybeard's axe penetrates the beast's hide, the creature lowers its head and impales Greybeard in the chest. In the next moment, the unicorn, which was born of dark magic, vanishes in a puff of dark purple smoke, signaling the end of its shortened life, leaving nothing of its corpse in this material world.
Looks like he got you too, you silly old fool.
Aye. But it's a good death. Shite. That I was going to cook rabbit tonight. Oh.
Greybeard.
It's too late, Rosa. He's gone. Poor old fool.
I know. I have a friend out of the marketplace. Well, friend may be a bit of an overstatement. I mean, I can't really be said to have, well, any friends, being an all-powerful and ruthless dictatorial emperor and all. So, I suppose he's more of an acquaintance. Yes, a business acquaintance, to be precise. Do you know a Bob?
Oh, you mean Bob the salesman, sir?
The very person, yes. Old Bob. The salesman, as you said.
Yes, good old Bob. I know him well, sir. Yes. Why?
Well, he promised me a discount once, and you know, I'd rather think he'd allow you to cash in on it in my stead.
Oh, that's very generous of you, sir, but you don't need to do that.
Oh, but I do, Rast, I do. I tell you what, after you've finished your chores today, I want you to go down to the marketplace and...
Yes, my lord?
And go up to old Bob the salesman and tell him you want to use that discount he offered to me to buy you a brand new brush.
A new brush, sir.
Yes, a brand new brush to help with the bathing of the necromancer and other various creatures you look after. I mean, wouldn't you just love a new brush?
I suppose so, sir. Yes.
And I'm not talking about the normal kind, Rast.
No, Lord?
Oh, no. I'm talking about one of those deluxe models. The ones with the brushy bits on both sides. That way it will last twice as long.
Oh, I see, Lord, yes. That'd be very nice.
I mean, after all, Rast, it is what you've been wanting for some time now, right? I mean, I'm sure I've heard you mention it before.
Oh, right. So I did. Yes. So I did, sir. Well, I don't know what to say, sir.
I do believe thank you is what one customarily says in these situations, eh, Rast?
Well, yes, sir. I suppose you're right. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You're quite welcome, Rast. Quite welcome. And while you're at it, give yourself a pat on the back. Just as a bonus, eh?
Oh, well, yes. That is rather generous of you, sir. You've never given me a pat on the back before.
And I'm not going to this time either. I wouldn't touch you with somebody else's hand, you grubby little man. But, as I said, give yourself one. A nice pat on the back. There's a good fellow. Now, I really feel like I've done something today. Accomplishment is such a nice feeling, eh, Rast?
Oh, quite right, sir, yes.
Well, what are you waiting round here for, Rast? Go and bathe that necromancer before he melts away or whatever.
Oh, right you are, sir. Right you are...
And soon the others are told of the tragic death of their comrade. The remaining adventurers gather around their fallen friend to discuss the future.
Ridiculous fool! I knew he'd be the first of us to die!
Hey, that's not a very kind thing to say. That's your friend lying there dead.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to call him a friend, but... Oh, stop it! I'll miss you, old rawhide! What? Don't look at me like that, you lot! I always was an old softy. I really will miss him.
We shall all miss him. Poor Greybeard.
I didn't know him as well as the rest of you, but I too will miss his quick wit. He seemed a decent sort of fellow, for a dwarf.
Yes, such a shame. I mean, who is going to cook dinner tonight? Or any night, for that matter?
Is that all you can think about, Gawain? Your stomach? I mean, seriously.
Well, someone has to be practical. We'll need a new cook. I say we start interviewing for the open position straight away.
No, damn it. I mean, I can't accept this.
I'm sorry, but we've got to eat. And, well, you know, that's a point. We really do need to eat tonight, and I am very peckish.
What are you on about, Brett?
Well, he's here. He's not doing as much good as he is.
Pardon me? But are you suggesting that we... eat the dwarf?
Well, no, not really, but then again...
Cannibalism?
Hardly. I mean, it wouldn't be cannibalism. He's a dwarf, and the rest of us aren't.
But we all have the same basic parts, so...
It's not cannibalism.
Sounds like cannibalism to me.
No, never. It's just a means to an end. I mean, who else are we going to eat tonight?
Gah! I do not want to be eaten.
I meant... What? What else are we going to eat tonight? I mean, let's just eat the dwarf, not anyone else.
Brett Gawain? You heartless, brainless, uncouth son of a cow.
What? I mean, oh, come on. Don't tell me none of you were thinking it.
I certainly wasn't thinking it.
Nor was I.
Just from now on, shut up, muscle brain.
But I...
Not one word.
Fine.
Not a word. Now, let me think.
What's that to think about?
What to do, of course. How can we reverse this?
Reverse this? Are you mad, woman? I mean, are you seriously suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Why? What's she suggesting? She doesn't want to eat the dwarf too, does she?
No! Certainly not!
Then I don't get it. What does she mean?
That we somehow bring Greybeard back to life, which is simply preposterous. Not feasible in the least.
Why not?
It can't be done.
But I've heard tell of it being done, wizard.
Oh, those are stories of a legend. Nothing more than that. You can't take those old wives' tales seriously, princess. They're complete hogwash.
Really? Are you sure? I mean, you are a wizard.
A mage.
Yes, but what's the difference?
Wizards are old, mythical men with mythical abilities. And mages are wise, trained men of the sciences. We don't deal in fantasy.
Oh, you're just a coward. You won't try it because you're afraid to fail.
I won't try it because I have no clue as to how to even go about it.
Well, someone out there must know a way. There are too many stories about this sort of thing for it not to be possible.
May I say something at this point?
No.
I might have something to add to this conversation, if you're willing to listen.
I'm willing, dear you, Alblondo. What have you to say?
Well, believe it or not, I may know someone who can help us.
Nonsense.
I mean it. Seriously.
Let's hear him out. Go on, Blondo. Tell us your tale.
No tale to be told. I just know a guy. One of my own kind. He's a wizard. A very powerful wizard.
Oh, what rubbish.
No, really, it's just...
I knew it. There's a catch.
There's always a catch. But what is it, Blondo? I'm willing to try anything, at any cost.
At the cost of your sanity, so it seems.
Oh, hush. Go on, Blondo, tell us.
Well, his name is Garibald the Great, and yes, he is as eccentric as his name makes him sound, but I really think that maybe he could do it. I mean, it's worth a try, right?
Exactly. It's worth a try. We shall go and find this fellow. Just you and I, Blondo.
You're really going to go and fetch the charlatan?
Yes, I am. We'll be back as soon as possible. And no eating Greybeard while we're away. Got it, Gawain?
Oh, I'm allowed to speak now, am I?
Just you be sure to be on your best behavior. Got it?
Oh, yes, Mummy. I'll be a good little boy while you're off losing your mind.
Watch it, Musclehead. Right, we'll be back.
You'll be waiting to be fully entertained by this, so-called wizard.
And so, Rosa and Blondo were off to find Garibald the Great, with the hope of bringing their dead friend back to life. I know, not the best chapter of our tale so far, but please do bear with us. Rosa and Blondo were successful in finding this wizard they call Garibald the Great, or Gary as he calls himself, and after only a couple of days away are returning to camp to attempt to bring poor Greybeard back from the dead. As ridiculous as that sounds.
So, this is the Great Wizard, eh? Well, speaking as a mage of the First Order, you don't look like much to me.
Oh! A mage of the First Order, huh? Woo! That sounds really impressive. I am honored to meet you, sir.
Oh, well then. In that case, it is a pleasure.
So, Where is the patient, then?
Is this guy for real?
I mean, it certainly isn't me. I mean, obviously, it's a stinking, rotting corpse lying on the ground over here.
Be nice, Gawain. Or, if you haven't anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. Just stay out of the way.
Fine. As you wish, Your Highness.
I do apologize for the musclehead, Gary.
Gary? Honestly?
Gawain!
I tell you what. I'll go and scout round the forest for some fresh firewood. How about that?
An excellent idea. I'll deal with you later.
Ooh, I can hardly wait.
Again, so sorry about that. Just please do what you can for our friend, okay?
Not a problem, miss. In fact, I have just the thing. I'll have to say a few incantations. Glee tong boo mong goo bong kwee kwa kwan now. Places in his mouth.
I'll do that for you.
Oh, thank you, Blondo.
May I ask is that substance? It looks and smells good.
I call it excellent fudge.
Excellent fudge. Would that be anything like freaky fudge?
Oh, no. Well, that is to say, yes. I mean, freaky fudge doesn't smell near as good as excellent fudge. Has different properties, certainly. And naturally, it most definitely does not taste near as good as excellent fudge. But they are similar confections, sure. Why do you ask?
We are on a quest to find freaky fudge. Might you know where we could locate some?
Now, let me think about it. Yes. Yes, I do believe there is a confection shop in the bejeweled city that may contain a bit of freaky fudge. Though I have no idea what it will cost you to obtain. However, I am quite certain that they have some. Just go to the Bejeweled City, find the shop of Madame Blarney, and be sure to tell her that Gary sent you.
And that's it? That's all we have to do? I mean, we've been on this month-long quest, and all we had to do was to find this candy shop?
Well, yes. I mean, all you had to do was come to me and ask. I could have sent you on the right path.
Hey, you guys, take a look at this. Something is happening.
At that moment, all eyes fall on Greybeard. Strangely, he begins to chew on the excellent fudge. And before long, he opens his eyes.
Oh, bloody hell. That is magnificent!
Greybeard, you're alive again. You're really back with us.
Oh, what happened to me? Where the hell am I? Oh, and who is that other ugly little halfling with you?
Now, Greybeard, be kind to this little fellow. His name is Gary, and he saved your life.
Saved my life? What bloody madness is this? I was skewered right through by a bloody unicorn.
Ooh, a unicorn. Nasty creatures. You should be more careful. I mean, I wouldn't spend too much time in this haunted forest if I were you lot. I mean, unicorns aren't the only evil beasts in these woods.
I, for one, am ready to leave here.
That goes double for me.
As soon as Greybeard feels well enough.
Well enough? Why, I could pull the ears off a centaur. Just try and keep me down.
Keep in mind, Wolf, you were dead just a few minutes ago.
Dead?
Completely.
Yes, and Gawain wanted to eat you.
Eat me? Which bits? Never mind. I'll have his hide. Where is the muscle-brained idiot?
Well, seems everything is back to normal. Thank you for your help, Gary. You truly are great.
My pleasure, dear lady.
And so, soon our heroes will be setting off for the legendary Bejeweled City, where their quest will find its end, though perhaps not in the way they, or you, dear listener, have necessarily imagined it.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Chapter 3, The Death of Greybeard. which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, David Ault as Stephen the Sprite, Jeff Niles as Waldo, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Wayne Hayward as Blondo, Joel Nisbet as Lord Terrible, Victor Aurelius as Rast, and Lee James Sands as Garibald the Great. Our theme tune was composed and performed by Tom Rory Parsons. The incidental music used in this program can be found at jsales.com. Additional music for this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or your questions, you may do so at docbuilding1@yahoo.com. We invite you to tune in to Chapter 4 of our story, coming soon, which is titled The Bejeweled City, where our heroes follow up on their greatest lead yet in their quest for Freaky Fudge. Until then, as always, we bid you, dear listener, good journey.
This program is copyright 2016, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.